What was the household language? Korean?
No. That's another complicated thing. My parents would speak Korean to each other, but my dad would speak English with us, and my mom would kind of mix it up with English and Korean.
Did either of them ever speak to you in Japanese?
Not really. No. Maybe
Okay.
just a few words.
That's really
Yeah.
interesting. So neither you nor your brother had a lot of exposure to Korean growing up in America.
Well, we could listen to our parents speaking Korean, and when they're talking with their friends, it was usually Korean. So,
Okay,
yeah, we
okay.
could speak a little bit,
Well,
but no formal education in Korean. We never lived in Korea. We visited several times.
would you say that you had any degree of fluency in Korean then, or was it just a little bit here and there? You know how to say water, you know how to say bread kind of thing?
A very low level. Yeah,
Okay,
yeah.
okay, okay. Oh, that's really interesting. I kind of had a similar experience growing up a little bit, but where I differ from you is that in my case, I grew up as in the Philippines as a boy speaking only Tagalog.
Yeah. And when did you move?
When I was 9, so I didn't really speak any English until I arrived in Canada. But where we do have a similar point is that my parents, I get the recollection that they were making an effort to have me integrate into the community, so they spoke to me a lot in English.
All right.
And of course, they would speak to each other in Tagalog. Do you think your parents were doing the same thing with you? They wanted you to be American, so they spoke to you quite conscientiously in English? That was the purpose?
Certainly my dad was pushing that. My dad was kind of an English freak. I mean, he was the type of guy who liked to read dictionaries for fun.
Not phone books? No,
No.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, dictionaries. Oh, and the newspaper, of course.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well,
Yeah.
that's
But my mom was, she wanted, I think she was pulled in both directions. She wanted us to learn Korean. But, as kids, we said, no, thanks. We don't want to learn Korean. We don't want to play with other Koreans.
Didn't you said that your mother and father spoke to their friends in Korean, so you had other Koreans nearby as you were growing up. Didn't
Nearby, they were not in the same neighborhood. We would
Oh.
they would drive, an hour away.
Just for the record, what
Yeah.
part of America were you growing up in?
So in Oregon,
Not a lot of Koreans in Oregon?
not at
I don't
that
know.
time.
Oh, okay.
This was the late 70s, early 80s, and we were out in the sticks, in the countryside.
Then you didn't have a lot of other Koreans near you as an influence growing up. When you say they were talking to their friends, I guess that was mostly on the phone then.
Yeah, or they would come visit.
No cousins,
No.
no little kids to play with.
No.
So how did you sort of see your Korean heritage when you were growing up? You go, no thanks, don't want to be reminded of that kind of thing.
That's right. We rebelled against Korean culture.
And can you like help me understand why? What you didn't
Why?
like
I was just copying my brother.
it?
So it's pretty natural to, copy your older brother and just follow his actions. You kind of, you can idolize an older
Sure,
brother
sure,
in that
sure.
way. And he did not like Korean food or Korean culture, right?
Really?
Right? Crazy.
Yeah. How do you think about this now in retrospect?
I think we it's a bit of a shame that we did that. I kind of regret it. I wish I had learned Korean more.